roses, beautiful roses, fresh cut roses.
During the 1980s, carnations, roses, and chrysanthemums became more abundant and cheaper than ever on street corners and in supermarkets throughout North America. Most are grown in a sea of greenhouses surrounding Bogota, Colombia. For Colombia, flowers now rank with coffee as a major source of employment and foreign exchange. But they also convert some of Latin America's best soils from production of food to luxury crops. And the chemicals required to produce perfect flowers endanger the environment and the health of the workers. Producers Alan Wiseman and Cecilia Weissman visited Bogota to bring us this report.
We're breaking through the afternoon clouds over the broad savanna surrounding Bogota, Colombia, and immediately there's a brilliant reflection that outshines even the bronze backdrop of the Andes rising behind the city. It comes from what appear to be huge bubbles that stretch for miles across the green plateau.
Here is the process of planting.
The bubbles are actually plastic-covered greenhouses. This one is as long as 2 football fields. It belongs to one of hundreds of flower-growing companies in Colombia, now the biggest supplier of fresh-cut flowers to the United States. Filling this plastic hothouse is an indoor meadow of pink and white chrysanthemum buds. A tangle of black hoses sprinkles them with mist. Meadows like this one are actually grown in raised concrete troughs filled with a chemical brew. Here, nothing is left to nature's whims. Everything is controlled by technology to produce picture-perfect flowers for the export market. But plant agronomist Jorge Martinez says that a flower factory still requires human labor, like this row of women planting 2,000 carnation seedlings apiece per hour.
We prefer that all persons who are in touch with the flowers are women.
What do men do to flowers? Do they squeeze them too hard? Do they crush them?
Yes, that's it.
These women, explains Jorge Uribe, past president of the Colombian Flower Producers Association, benefit from the fact that flowers are now Colombia's fastest growing source of employment.
It has provided the means of living to all the people who lived in the towns around Bogota. People now have education, they have houses, they have means of transportation. It has really brought a revolution in that sense, of which we are very proud.
A half hour outside Bogota is the town of Madrid. Nearly everyone here works in flowers. It's 4:30 in the morning. By the light of a single bare electric bulb, a woman named Rosa hurries to prepare a day's worth of beans and cornmeal cakes for her family before she goes off to work at a local flower factory. Rosa sparingly rinses her dishes with water from a concrete tub. This water, only an inch deep, is also used by her family of six to drink, wash, and brush their teeth.
We have gotten no water since the day before yesterday. Sometimes 4 or 5 days go by before it flows again.
Rosa gets ready to leave. The radio warns that today, once again, there will be no water. She's used to this. With so many new greenhouses going up, watering flowers takes priority over everything, including the people who tend them. As dawn breaks over the unpainted row houses that line the dirt streets, from every doorway, women who work in the greenhouses emerge and head toward the bus stop. Although most are young, they speak repeatedly of aches and illness. In a chemistry-controlled garden, sealed under a plastic roof, the women say, it's hard to avoid breathing pesticides.
They rarely take us out when they fumigate. And if they do, it's only for a little while. You feel drunk and dizzy and get headaches. Once the hose splashed on my face. That afternoon, I vomited. I spent 3 days in bed because I could not even stand up.
Inés Alarcón, who's worked in the flower industry for 13 years, is president of a tiny union trying to organize flower workers. She tells of women whose hands turn black when they stick them into bags of chemicals, and of chronically ill workers like herself who finally had to quit.
It's not as though we want to close down the industry. Imagine the number of people who depend on this. But we want the industry to practice safety. Now, for us, flowers mean misery, not beauty.
Así que quedaríamos en la miseria.
Eso no se ha investigado.
One of Colombia's most prominent ecologists, Jesús Hidrobo, says that the chemicals' effect on workers' health hasn't been studied. He worries that those same pesticides, which include several banned in the United States, are finding their way into the water table. And Hidrobo has another concern. Thousands of acres of greenhouses, he says, cover the best soils in Colombia, all to produce flowers for export instead of food crops.
Para mí, ese es un secuestro de la mejor riqueza del país, que es el suelo, ese 4% de suelo.
For me, it's kidnapping the most important resource of the country, its soil. There will be more food and it will be cheaper. The flowers could be grown somewhere else.
But these rich soils are near Bogota's airport, which growers say is critical to getting flowers to market quickly. For a time, the industry denied that flower production caused problems. But recently, under growing public pressure, the Flower Growers Association commissioned a study which acknowledges a need for land use planning and water recycling. The report also confirmed that chemical contaminants have spilled into nearby wells and streams. Industry environmental spokesman Dr. Henry Hansen says that the companies have begun to take steps to improve.
Yo diría que estamos en un 40% del desarrollo, o sea que nos queda.
We're 40% of the way there. We still have 60% to go. The growers realize they must make an ethical commitment.
But Dr. Hansen adds, the main reason flowers are drenched with pesticides is frankly beyond Colombia's control.
Cada día las demandas de calidad en el exterior.
We don't need so many chemical controls for our flowers, but we have to deal with the demand for quality.
The industry has no alternative, Dr. Hansen says, if it wants to meet U.S. government standards for pest-free imports and if it wants to produce unblemished flowers that appeal to customers in America's cities.
Roses, beautiful roses, fresh cut roses.
With Cecilia roses. Weissman, I'm Alan Wiseman, reporting.
This flowers here is the best. Can't get no better right here. It's nice and cheap. And sweet for the man and the lady, you know.
Roses, roses.